10 in the country. And oftentimes parents and students go and look at the top 5 in the country or the top 10, and they apply to that university because they want to major in that area. So as long as we continue to be excellent, I think the demand will be there. I think the need to provide both need-based financial aid and merit-based financial aid is because we want to continue to recruit a diverse class, and we consider diversity as part of excellence. They're just so integrated with each other that we want to be able to attract that highly talented student but who cannot come because they can't afford to do it. But we know that the quality of the education is worth the price that we are asking for those students who can afford to pay for it all.
In my mind, that fits into our, you know, our public mission.
Yes.
to fulfill our public mission to continue to attract great minds to Illinois and to retain the ones that we have here and not lose them. Mm-hmm. There's so much leakage, and we can keep those young people from moving to another state.
Mm-hmm. As Trustee Hacera pointed out, the take rate is decreasing. That is, the percent of students who accept our offer is decreasing. And the primary reason that they give us is because someone else has offered them, another university has offered them a better package that includes tuition and fees and books and housing. We have to compete for those very fine students.
A lot of fronts we have to compete on.
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any other questions? Thank you very much. That was an incredible effort there.
Mm-hmm.
We all appreciate it. What would you like to do?
We're ahead of schedule.
Like to do?
Okay, so I think we'll do round two on the executive session. Would that be okay with everyone?
Mm-hmm.
So it would be helpful to, do I need to repeat the motion?
Yeah. And I think we're going to have three times.
The first three?
Okay,
motion is now in order to hold an executive session to consider university employment or appointment-related matters, collective negotiating matters, pending probable or imminent litigation against, affecting, or on behalf of the university, and discussion of minutes of meetings lawfully closed under the Open Meetings Act. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
No, we go to G. It's out that door.
Go to G.
Raise your hand, Vanessa. We're going to go through that door.
Okay.
It's right out.
Okay, so the trustees are going to get
important.
Up and go into another room. Thank you all.
Yes, indeed.
That reach? Do we use my cord?
Okay.
There's another one over there. Patricia? Patricia?
Oh, of course.
There's another one right there.
I love her cord. This is good. We're good.
We're just passing down the camera.
Okay, well, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for bearing with us. As we enter the afternoon session, I'm pleased to continue our tradition of giving a nod to the arts, which we think is so important. We've got a wonderful group this afternoon. Today we're going to have a musical quartet who will be performing Allegro from Mozart. The members of the quartet are Sharon Graff on the viola, who's an associate professor of sociology and anthropology, Peter Shapinski on the cello, an associate professor of history, Jonas Stamatis on the violin, an assistant professor of music, and Abigail Walsh on the flute, an adjunct instructor of music here at UIS. Thank you all very much.